Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is 2019, January 16, Wednesday. Today's topic: when you are not willing to surrender to God, then silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 10 verses 1 to 10, Genesis chapter 32 verse 13 to chapter 34 verse 31, Matthew chapter 11 verses 7 to 30, Proverbs 3 verses 19 to 20. Now pause here. Please read all four passages first before reading my sharing. My listening. The topic I received from Jesus today is: when you are not willing to surrender to God. Lots of people, like Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." But for many who love this golden verse, including me sometimes, the real situation is like today's Psalm 10, verse 1. "Why, Lord, do you stand far off? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble?" Why? The answer may be in today's Genesis, chapter 32, verses 24 to 28. Many times people really think that Jacob won, but according to Jacob in Genesis chapter 32, verse 30, it may not be that. Well, it says, "So Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip, so that his hip was wrenched as he wrestled with the man. Then the man said, 'Let me go, for it is daybreak.' But Jacob replied, 'I will not let you go unless you bless me.' The man asked him, 'What is your name?' 'Jacob,' he answered. Then the man said, 'Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with humans and have overcome.'" Jacob told us that the one who wrestled with him was God. The concept of Old Testament is that no one can see face to face with God. Jacob knew that he did not die is impossible. He did not say that he won over God, but that God gave him a way out. Oh. Human beings are so fragile. It's like what Jesus described in Matthew 11, verse 28, that many people do not have rest, a rest in their souls, and that is because they are not willing to experience God with me, Emmanuel. Why we can't get to God? Why can't we go to seek God? Instead, we are being made no rest by many things we have been seeking. Psalm 10, verse 4 says, in his pride, the wicked man does not seek him. In all his thoughts, there's no room for God. Wow. No room for God. All the slots in our soul have been eaten by many things. Look at how restless Jacob was. How can human beings win over God? Impossible. Jacob wrestled with God for the whole night, and he was not willing to surrender. God gave Jacob a new name, Israel. Then the man said, Genesis chapter 32, verse 28, then the man said, your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled or wrestled with God and with humans and have overcome. Is that the history of all Israelites? Wrestling with God and was not willing to surrender, not willing to repent. Is that what Jesus prophesies in Matthew chapter 11, verses 20 to 24? Jesus says, Then Jesus began to denounce the towns in which most of his miracles had been performed because they did not repent. Woe to you, Chorazin, woe to you, Bethsaida, for if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted to the heavens? No, you will go down to Hades. For if the miracles that were performed in you have been performed in Sodom, it would have remained to this day. But I tell you that it will be more bearable for Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Capernaum are the towns in which most of Jesus' miracles had been performed, the towns that Jesus had been wrestling with for many years. But those Israelites were like the father of Israel, Jacob, did not want to surrender, did not repent. We can see how merciful God is, because when God gave Jacob a teaching of becoming a cripple, he continued to love him and guide him. How about you? What are those things that you have been wrestling with God for years? Those things God wants you to do and you do not do. Those things God commands you not to do and you do. What are those things that you are not willing to surrender? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help me to be very sure that I can surrender to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what are those things that you have been wrestling with God for years? Those things God wants you to do and you do not do. Those things God commands you not to do and you do. What are those things that you are not willing to surrender? Number two, I invite you to say a thanksgiving prayer to Jesus now because of his merciful love to you. Number three, what have you heard from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.